You know, in the first reading from Acts, we have bad news and good news. The bad news was that after the killing of Stephen, there was a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and many left Jerusalem. The good news was that the effect was to spread the gospel. Persecutions did not stop the church from growing. Christians continue to be persecuted today because of their faith. There's an organization that's a nonprofit called Open Doors that tracks persecution against Christians. And they publish an annual report that's called the World Watch List. The 2022 report says that in the past year, the number of persecuted Christians increased. The report says that there are 360 million Christians living in places with very high or extreme levels of persecution. And that's up 51 million from those accounted last year. You know, one of seven in the global Christian population lives under high levels of persecution. 5,898 Christians were killed for their faith last year, and more than half of these were in Nigeria. This year, the top 10 worst persecutors were Afghanistan, North Korea, Somalia, Libya, Yemen, Nigeria, Pakistan, Iran, in India. Afghanistan was number two last year. It rose because of the increase in violence after the Taliban took over the country in August 2021. You know, even here, as our culture has become more secularized, we find our Catholic beliefs concerning life issues and marriage challenged. We also find our ability to practice our faith openly becoming more difficult as different court cases or legislation contrary to Catholic teachings are passed. And we may wonder what the church will be to look like in the future if these trends were to continue. But despite the challenges that the church or ourselves face, we are a people of hope. We believe that God is able to derive good from allowing evil to exist. An example is the spreading of the gospel in the early church, despite the persecutions. Other examples are the numerous stories of heroism or love of neighbor that emerges from, say, disasters, man-made or natural disasters like hurricanes or earthquakes. And we don't pretend to understand how God thinks or does this. We just need to trust that he knows the whole picture, and we don't. This trust isn't blind, though. What we know is that God sent his only son to save us. Jesus came to do the will of the Father. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. We believe this because Jesus rose from the dead as he said he would. He also said that he will come at the end of the world to judge the living and the dead. And good ultimately will triumph over evil. So let us pray for those Christians throughout the world being persecuted. Let us pray that God gives them and us the courage we need to keep on trusting, even when we don't understand. And let us remember the words of Jesus, I will be with you always.